Today I want to talk about the second reason why people find it hard to pray. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because the Lord cares for you. You know who wrote that? St. Peter. In the Bible, first letter of St. Peter, inspired word of God. Does that make a difference when I tell you that it's from St. Peter's first letter in the Bible? That's the inspired word of God? That God wants us to cast our cares upon the Lord? That means to hand them over so that we don't get smothered, so that we don't drown in them, so that we don't give them despair. You got to cast your cares upon the Lord. What kind of cares are you carrying around right now? About your health? Family, children, parents, job, all the bad news on TV. If you have cable TV, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can get bad news. You got to cast your cares upon the Lord. If you don't, you will just be crippled by them. You'll be overwhelmed by them. It'll affect the way you eat, sleep. Now, you won't do that unless you believe God loves you. It's very evident if you read Scripture how much God loves you. He loves you more than you love yourself. He asked the Father to love you as much as the Father loves Jesus. So, on Tuesdays this year, I'm talking about prayer. Because prayer is the key that opens the door to your heart. Prayer is the key to open the gates of heaven. Prayer is the umbilical cord between you and the heart of God. Last week, I gave the first reason why people find it very difficult to pray. It's because they have a bad image of God. They have a false image of God. They see God as constantly saying, you should, you should, you should, you should, you should. God is very demanding, never lets up, never satisfied, always wants more. Well, if I had that image of God, I would keep God away at an arm's distance, but that's not our God. That's not our God. Our God loves us. Our God will never give up on us. Our God's written us, carved us on the palm of His hand, Isaiah the prophet says. Now, the second reason why people find it difficult to pray is, in a moment of honesty, they would say, I don't feel like it. And see, they find it very hard to say something that honest, so they say, I just can't find the time to pray. But some people don't feel like praying. Now, what's the problem here? Well, the problem here has to do with feelings. We can't depend on our feelings to be the motivating factor of why we do or don't do something. Feelings are not facts. I say that all the time in my counseling. Feelings aren't sinful either. We can feel any way we want. What we do with our feelings may be sinful. So what I'm saying is, if you depend on feeling good, feeling excited, feeling really charged right now to pray, and tomorrow you don't feel that way and you don't pray, well, you know what you've become? You've become a prisoner of your feelings. You're going to be on a roller coaster. It's going to be like a yo-yo. We pray whether we feel like it or not. Now, part of not feeling like it is we say, well, where's the results? Well, the results are there. Okay? Now, I read once a wonderful image a preacher used when preaching about prayer. He said, prayer is like a water pump, you know? As long as you keep using the pump, the water comes out very quickly. If you go for a long period of time and not using the pump, then you have to pump really, really, really hard to get the water to come to the surface again from the well. So whether we feel like it or not, we pray. And we will be blessed for that. Now pray the way you can, not the way you can't. God just wants you to pray. And prayer is that heart-to-heart conversation with God. There's a cute story about a pious man who once was told about an invention called the telephone, which was widely used in faraway America. Well, the pious man asked, "And what's so remarkable about the telephone?" He was told, "Well, with the phone you can talk, and someone hundreds of miles away can hear you." "That's no miracle," replied the pious man. "I've been doing this with God ever since I started praying more than 50 years ago." Right. So we pray. No prayer goes unheard by God. If it's a petition, no prayer goes unanswered, although you have to be prepared for God to either say, "Not now," or "No, I got something better for you." James Montgomery wrote this poem about prayer. "Prayer is the soul's sincere desire, uttered or unexpressed, the motion of a hidden fire that kindles in the breast. Prayer is the burden of a sigh, the falling of a tear, the upward glancing of an eye, when none but God is near. Prayer is the simplest form of speech that infant lips can try. Prayer, the sublimest strains that reach the majesty on high." Yeah, no prayer goes unheard or unanswered. So here's today's prayer. I like this so very, very much. And then I'll comment it after I share it with you. "Dear God, if our lives have become shallow, deepen them. If our principles have become shabby, repair them. If our ideals have become tarnished, restore them. If our hopes have become faded, revive them. If our loyalties have grown dim, brighten them. If our values have become confused, clarify them. If our purposes have grown blurred, sharpen them. If our horizons have become contracted, widen them. Dear God, be thou the north star of our lives, and may the compass of conscience help us to steer an honorable course." Amen. Whoa. I mean, in some ways, doesn't that describe the modern person? It describes all of us to some extent. One of those struggles would be true of every one of us. And some of them, might be true of all of us, or a few of us, or whatever. So we look at it again. If our lives have become shallow, deepen them. You know, it's very easy to live a shallow life. If our principles have become shabby, repair them. You know, we live in a world that doesn't support our value system. Sometimes people give in to peer pressure. If our ideals have become tarnished, restore them. You know what the opposite of idealism is? Cynicism. Cynicism is the death of idealism. And older people have to struggle with that, fight that. If our hopes have become faded, revive them. Remember, Jesus is our way, our truth, our life, our hope. God's promises do not die of old age. You got to keep saying that to yourself. God's promises do not die of old age. If our loyalties have grown dim, brighten them. Right? Whose banner do you march under? God? Are you a Christian who happens to be an American, or are you an American that happens to be a Christian? Now, that's a very important question. I love my country. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. But there are things going on in our country that fly in the face of everything Jesus taught. Like what? Well, like this. When Jesus walked the earth, he taught us to love people and use things. In our world, they teach you to love things and use people. Would you not have to agree with that? So you got to re-examine your loyalties. And God, if our purposes have grown blurred, sharpen them. What's your reason for existence? You know we have to live our life in such a way that if Jesus did not exist, our life would have no meaning. And if our horizons have become contracted, widen them. Okay? We all have to be careful we don't become petty. We don't become too narrow-minded. We don't become self-absorbed. We have to keep our eyes fixed on the big picture. And the big picture is God. God's will for us. And our destiny. What's our destiny? Our destiny is to spend eternity with God in heaven. How often have I said to you on this radio program, earth is not our home. Earth is our gymnasium. Heaven is our home. And why do we pray? We pray for a variety of reasons, as I talk about every Tuesday. But we pray not necessarily because we feel like it. We pray because of our commitment to God. We pray to keep on a path, straight, narrow path, as we journey as pilgrims through this life, okay? And when the path gets high or low, rugged or twisted, we know who goes before us, the Good Shepherd. We may not know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. But we got to pray to remind ourselves of that often. Otherwise, we just can be consumed by worry, fear, anxiety, all those things that I like to talk about on my program, especially on Monday and Tuesday. Okay. Today's food for thought. It comes from the famous Bishop Fulton J. Sheen. He wrote, "There are three rules of dealing with people. A, kindness. B, kindness. C, kindness." Wow. Cleverly put, but so very true. Now, our prayer partners. You know who I want you to pray for today? Forest Rangers. These are the people who, often living very isolated, take care of the great natural beauties of our country, our forests. These are the people who are sometimes on the first line of defense against forest fires. These are the people who are trying to protect wildlife from just being slaughtered. These are the people who give our young people tours and teach them lessons. Forest Rangers, they play an important role in our country. Dear God, bless them, keep them safe. Don't let harm come to them from evil people or from animals. Help them to be able to speak about the beauty of God in creation, about the gift of God, the many gifts of God. And we ask all these things through Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, see if I can make you smile or laugh. True story. Sent in the Reader's Digest. Early one Saturday morning, the flashing lights of a police car appeared in my rearview mirror. After checking my license and registration, the officer asked, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" "No," I responded. "One of your tail lights is out," he said. "I'm going to have to issue a warning." "Wow," I said without thinking. "I thought it was because my inspection had expired." She told on herself. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know you listened to the program. Send me your prayer intentions. I will pray for you and with you. You can help me keep my hospital for the poor open in Oaxaca, Mexico. You can make a check any amount, TASH, Tash Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And if you use the internet, visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord.